Our friend Gerald Kelly is celebrating his birthday and performing at the Dugout in the Bronx tonight. Happy birthday, Gerald.
Good morning. Happy birthday. Thank you. Thank you for the happy birthday, love. Thank you. Happy birthday. How you doing? It's not tonight, Tom. It's this Saturday. It's this Saturday. I'm celebrating the birthday in New York. I'm flying back home to the Bronx. How you guys doing up there?
We're doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing
well. Where are you now?
Well, actually, I just bought a home in Atlanta. I'm down in the South. You know, everybody moving down here. Your homes is cheap. You know, you get you a 7,000 square foot home for $5 a month. I know. I got a homeless friend next door. He's homeless, but he got a 3-bedroom, 2-car garage. Everybody got a home in the A, man. Come on now. Come on, man. Man, let me tell you
I hope you get into New York. You heard about the weather. All the flight delays and everything.
He's from the boogie down. He doesn't have those
problems. Man, everybody from the Bronx is getting right on the 4 train. I'm going to take the 4 train from Atlanta straight to the 2 train, get off and walk. New Yorkers ain't worried about no snow. You know, man, come on, now. It could be a 90.
Who's all going to be on your birthday party with you, man? Who's going to celebrate with you?
I got my son Isaiah flying. He's coming in. He's flying in from L.A. He's going to be hosting the event for me. And it's a one-man show, man. It's my son. My son is going to host. And guess who's going to introduce me on stage that night, Tom?
Who? Who's going to introduce you?
My mother.
Oh, nice.
My mom.
Is she funny?
She's not telling no jokes. She's just going to tell a story about, you know, some stories about me. And she's going to introduce me with my credits. If she messes up my credits, we're going to have a problem. And then she called me last night. She was like, you know, this is an honor to do this, and I feel privileged, and I thank you so much. And I said, no, Ma, I thank you so much. She said, how much am I getting paid?
Smart mama.
So now I got to replace her. I got to find my auntie or somebody. Because she gets brand new on me, Tom.
do you have a family affair? Do you keep your prices down by having your mom introduce you and your son?
Yeah, you got to pay Isaiah, man. You know he wants some money, man.
Hey, let me tell you something. Isaiah done changed, y'all.
No, man.
He changed, man. He hit me up the other day. He was like, hey, man, I got this run in Africa, man. I'm about to do, man. And they called me up, and this, then the third. So I'm sitting there with my pen out, looking at my calendar, going, okay, so when we going? nah, they don't want you, bro. They want me.
Wow.
But I said, so let me get the contact for future, you know, 2 days later. Isaiah, let me get the contact. A week later, let me get the contact. He said, I'll let them know about you, man. I mean,
wow. The times have changed.
That's how family do you, man.
That's how they do. They took care of him. Now he can't take care of me, but it's okay. My other son doing comedy now. That's all right. I'm going to steal his money.
That's your baby boy.
That's the baby boy. That's the 8-year-old. He's doing stand-up now. And I got another baby, my 15-month-old. I have a young one. He just got me in the gym, though, guys. I started working out because of him. You know, I was watching the game about 4 months ago. I never forget. I was watching the game. He breastfeeds with his mother. So I'm watching the game. I look up. This dude breastfeeding me. You know, he's sucking on my chest. And I'm sitting there watching the game, and there's 2 minutes left in the game. Every time I pull him off my chest, he starts crying, interrupting the game. So I had to stop and let him. I said, man, you're going to suck this chest right now. But that's going to be it. You're going back to your mother. I got my behind back in the gym after that.
Happy birthday, Gerald.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, guys.
Gerald Kelly, this weekend at the Dugout.
That's right, Saturday night at the Dugout. If you want tickets, call 310-936-7036.